experience real life in China without making that trip to the fabulous Middle Kingdom? How do you get to meet people living in China without actually coming face to face with them? Welcome to Chinese Theatre, a program that seeks to immerse you deeply in the sights, sounds and tastes of China, just as if you're touring the country in real life and getting involved in the daily lives of people living here. Join us for Chinese Theatre and be blown away by the joys and sorrow, dreams and passion, love and devotion, aspiration and struggles of the people you'll meet. Chinese Theatre, a journey of a lifetime and an inspiration for the soul.
Hello and welcome to Chinese Theatre. In today's edition, we'll continue with the drama series titled My Economical Man. The drama series follows three young women as they search for love, ultimately hoping to find their Mr. Right. Now stay tuned.
You better go. Otherwise you might miss the last train. You're working tomorrow, right? I don't want you to be tired.
Maybe I could rent a unit near your house, Maymay. It'd be convenient.
Convenient?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't mean that. I just feel really happy when I'm near you, and I can't bear to be away. So if I were to stay near, then it's easier to care for you.
Don't you know the old saying, Tai Jun? There'll be time for all of that. Right? Go on.
Sure. Hey, And by the way, I saw Xiaojun today. I almost forgot to tell you.
You saw her, Xiaojun?
Yeah.
Where?
She had a meeting at my work. She's in charge of the advertising campaign for our new game. And it looked like she and Qijong were getting along well. They were chatting, and Qijong even helped her with her proposal.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, it seems there's a mutual attraction between them, then. Good.
But if we analyze the existing data, then it's not quite possible. Qijong just had a bad breakup. I don't think he has the disk space yet.
I reckon Xiaojun doesn't have enough space, too.
What happened to her?
She was hurt by love.
Oh.
But isn't this good now? Qijong and Xiaojun have both been hurt by love, so they can get together and comfort each other. As the old saying goes, those who suffer the same plight can better sympathize one with another. Fate is wonderful, right?
Maymay, with your gift of gab, I'd believe you if you told me that a crow was white.
That's nonsense. You're distorting a fact. Everything I just said makes sense.
You're right, of course it does. Well, let's go.
So annoying. One, two, three.
Sunhwa Network has agreed to collaborate with Feng's group. So, for the upcoming period, this project will be our company's key focus. So let's work together to pull it off. He Xiaojun will be in charge of this project. Xiaojun, what's the next step?
We'll hold a press conference first to spread the word of the collaborative advertisement. And at the same time, we'll announce the date of the advertisement and product launch to keep the consumers and the media in anticipation of it.
We still have 1 month to prepare. I don't think there will be any problems. Okay, that's all for today.
I'll go alone from here. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have you eaten dinner yet?
I'll cook at home.
I forgot you're such a great cook.
It's not really that. I guess you could say that it's a hobby.
So, we'll time the press conference and proposal on what we discussed earlier on.
Sure.
And don't you think that we're quite an effective team when we work together?
Of course I do, because I'm with you.
Hey, what are you doing here, huh?
I'm here for the food. Uncle's such a great cook. How can I turn him down? And this guy is...
Yeah, all right. This is our newest client, Chen Qijong, my cousin Yang Fan.
Chen Qijong.
Hello.
Hello.
Your new client is seeing you home personally, huh?
Hey, don't embarrass me.
Well, you see, Xiaojun is planning the advertising for our company's product. We spent a little too long discussing it. That's why...
You're advertising? Hey, so...
What?
Do you need a photographer for that?
Why?
I can work part-time.
That's nepotism.
But you know that my skills are good and my fees are low. I'll only charge the market rate, okay?
Xiaojun, we do need a photographer, right? Why not just give him the job? If he's able, I mean.
Come on.
Well, thank him already.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
I've forgotten about the time. You better get going. It's late.
All right. I'll go then.
Hey, wait. Come on. Why not stay for dinner? My uncle's cooking is just the best. I'm telling you, really, man.
Next time, I've got to go.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Drive carefully.
Right.
Let's go, you.
He drives a Bora, huh? New boyfriend?
That's nonsense, and I'm warning you. Don't mention a word about him in front of my mom. You know she's still asking me about the guy who drives a BMW. And remember, this is well. Don't tell anyone at work that you're my cousin. They can't find out that you're my relative. That Abbess Viajua already thinks my personal life is affecting my work. So, try not to make any more trouble for me, okay?
Sure. But who is this Abbess Miaju?
Abbess Miajua is what we call my boss at work. She has incredibly imposing aura. And when she flares up, every single employee in my company trembles in fear. No one dares say anything.
She sounds pretty interesting to me. Hey, you've piqued my curiosity.
What? Well, you better unpeak it. Stop having such silly thoughts. Let's go.
Here we are. This is our press conference venue. Online games and perfumes are both modern products. We've chosen this place with its industrial feel to be the press conference venue. So as to accentuate the collision of history and modernity, we think it's quite appropriate. We hope to highlight both of their post-industrial characteristics.
Ms. Ha, how do you plan to decorate the venue?
This time it's relatively conventional. We intend to set up a stage over there and put up prominent logos of your companies. The press will be in front of the stage, and by then we'll have a countdown signboard indicating that the perfume and online game will be launched 7 days after the press conference takes place. There's also going to be a big exhibition. We've designed a large seal that has both companies' logos integrated onto it. By then, both GMs will have put the seal on our poster.
But by doing that, won't it be too conventional? The main features might be lost.
GM Feng, it may seem a little bit too conventional in form now, but actually, in terms of content, this way can accentuate both companies' qualities and styles quite well.
Who are you?
Ah, I forgot. Our company's product supervisor, Chen Qizhong.
Chen Qizhong.
GM Feng, Shanghua Network has contributed a lot to this press conference. They've not only made concessions, but proposed constructive comments. I think that you should thank them.
You think I'm making things difficult?
GM Feng, that is not what Ms. Ho meant. Shanghua Network's put in a lot of effort in this collaboration. They've worked very hard, right, GM Wong?
That is true. It's a rare chance to collaborate with Feng's group.
Is it? Thanks for your hard work.
Don't mention it.
But GM Wong, your subordinate seems quite ill-mannered. In my company, lower-level employees don't interrupt executives when they're talking. Miss Hutt, I'd like to speak with you about the press conference in private.
GM Feng, do you have more questions? I think I explained the proposal clearly, didn't I?
Xiaojun, you don't have to speak to me so coldly.
We're nothing but business partners now. So do you expect me to speak to you warmly?
You seem quite familiar with Chen Qizhong.
It's none of your business. If there's nothing else, then I'll go.
Xiaojun, don't you see? I just want to look at you. But you'll only see me if I resort to this.
Well, I hope that you won't resort to it again. Other people can tolerate your domineering, but I can't. I'm going now.
Can I see you if nothing's wrong?
Why would you want to see me if nothing's wrong?
Xiaojun, even if I am your client, you still shouldn't talk to me in this way.
If you don't like it, then dismiss me. Just fire me then. Do as you like.
We shouldn't talk to each other this way.
Well, I don't know how I should talk to you now. I really don't, Jihao.
Xiaojun. So, did he mistreat you?
Oh, the price of pork has risen through the roof. It's ridiculous. It keeps going up like housing prices.
Well, then let's buy chicken in the future. According to the internet, pork is the meat with the least nutritional value of all meat anyway.
You have a point. But, huh? Xiaojun and Qijong are working overtime, so why aren't you? You're not being irresponsible, right?
No way. Qijong can keep an eye on things, and he can accompany Xiaojun while I'm with you.
You're right. I don't know if Chen Qijong is interested in Xiaojun.
If we analyze the existing data, he seems to be interested, but I can't be sure yet.
I'll have to observe carefully. You only have eyes for games.
Who says? Not just games. I also have eyes for you, you know, darling.
So mushy. Don't talk like that. When an IT guy talks to me with cyber talk, I develop the impulse to destroy the Earth.
But don't girls like that, though?
Depends on who it is. When it's you? Oh, right. I want to go see the exhibition site tomorrow and observe them a little. You want to go?
Sure. A family visit, darling.
Hey!
Xiaojun!
Hey! Why are you here?
I came to check. I thought you'd be resting today.
No, I'm supervising here. There's so many people.
You do this every day?
Uh-huh.
It's not tiring?
Well, if I don't work today, I might not tomorrow, too. Right? Whenever I come to the venue, I feel all excited and happy. Hey, you don't have to bring me anything. Thanks!
Wow! Matching outfits. Did you two plan it?
Sure. All right, you get back to work. So, afterwards, when we finish, I'll give you a ride, and then we can get some porridge.
Sure. Well, let's get to work then. You could be useful. Help us carry things around.
Sure.
A laborer.
Which one?
Well,
here.
Let's get this thing over here. Be careful, it's slippery.
Xiaojun.
Huh?
Would it cause any trouble if I visited you at work tomorrow?
No way. The guy with the highest authority from our company tomorrow is Chen Qijong.
Ah.
If Feng's group's boss is there, who cares? He can't interfere with our company's stuff.
Feng's group?
Yeah.
You mean the Feng's group in the beauty industry?
Yeah. We're collaborating our advertising campaigns. Hey, Mei Mei. Have you ever used our company's stuff?
Not really. When Xiaojun had some that she didn't want, I get some from her.
Wow, Xiaojun's really rich, huh?
Don't worry about it. I think tomorrow, maybe I might as well just,
Hey, look, just don't worry, Mei Mei. With me and Qijong there, everything will be fine. Besides, Xiaojun will be there too. Wait at your place tomorrow with peace of mind. I'll drive out to get you.
You'll drive?
Yeah.
But did you buy a car? When did you buy it? Why didn't you tell me you were going to do that? And you know a car's value starts depreciating the moment you buy it. Besides, our priority is to save up for a house. Save up for a house, you understand?
You'll see tomorrow. It's a secret.
What?
You should walk like this, see?
Sure. What? What?
That's Xiaojun. But who's the guy she's with? Is he the guy with the BMW?
What are you saying? Don't be narrow-minded.
That's no BMW. It doesn't have the BMW logo. So what kind of car is that?
I think it's a Bora. You know, you're ridiculous. How can you look at his car before you even see his face?
The look of his face makes no difference, but BMW or Bora does. No, I will not let Xiaojun end up dating the wrong kind of guy.
What do you mean? Oh, the wrong kind of guy, huh? What's wrong with Abora?
Well, it's obvious, right?
Here, eat.
Sit down.
Hey, Mom, Dad, I'm going to work now. See ya.
Huh? Did you eat?
Yeah, already. See ya. Bye.
Let's go. Come on. Come with me. We have something to do. Come on, let's go. Hey, hurry up, will you? Come on, let's go now.
I can't see a thing.
Hey, Young Fan, don't be late today. I'll see you at the park entrance. Yeah. The press conference venue. Okay. Bye then. Straight ahead.
You get in first. Excuse me. Please follow that car there.
Hello? Yanfang? Hurry up, all right? I've arrived at the park. I'm waiting here. Bye-bye.
Do you see that? I'm sure she's meeting someone for a date.
If she finds out that you're tailing her, she'll blow up again.
So what if she does? What's important is that she marries a good man ASAP.
I don't understand you.
Uncle!
Oh, my heart. It's acting up. I feel dizzy.
Okay.
Oh, my blood pressure.
Okay?
We have to go check. It could be serious. We're going to the hospital.
Wait, Uncle! What are you two doing here? Hey, tonight let's, all right, well then, bye then. You know, your parents, they're so interesting. Why were they tailing you?
They're afraid that I'll be left on the shelf.
Hey, wow. This place is really nice.
Well, of course it is. We're doing serious work here. Hey, you do a good job of taking photos, all right? And after you take the photos, pass them to her, publicity staff.
Her?
Yeah, her over there. We'll see if we can use them at the press conference.
You'll see. They're gonna be great, GM, huh?
Hey, be serious now. Who's this GM?
Oh, Xiaojin.
Hi.
You're here early.
Yeah. Hey, where's Chen Jidong today?
He's in the office.
Oh.
Yeah. What do you need him for?
Well, nothing. Just asking. Well, I'm sure you have work to do.
Right.
The Bora driver's not here, eh? Well, don't look so disappointed.
Hey. Stop talking nonsense, all right? If you talk so much, you'll choke on your tongue.
Every time I talk about your Achilles heel, you have to pick on me, right?
He's not my Achilles heel. Abbess Mia Jia holds that honor.
You ought to look out. Or you'll call her that in her presence by accident and you'll get in trouble.
Maybe you ought to look out. Remember whose payroll you're on or you'll be in trouble. All right, I'm going to work. Just carry on.
You there?
Yeah. I'm sitting in my Benz in front of your apartment block waiting.
All right, just wait. I'll be right there. Oh, wow. Very, very, very nice. All real leather seats. Spacious panoramic viewing angle. 7-speed transmission. Oh, wow. Must have cost a fortune.
It's all right. But I've been thinking that I might switch to a Maserati.
Sure. You go get your Maserati, and I'll get my Lamborghini, and we'll go cruising. Let me try it out. Got our own ride.
Let's go.
Oh, it's warm.
Sit tight!
Yeah!
It's low carbon, it's very green and easy to get around in. Others are stuck in their cars,
while we're out here breathing in fresh exhaust. They're frustrated by the traffic while we ride along smoothly and get exercise at the same time. Bicycles are the way to go.
Taijun?
Yeah?
Can I give you some advice?
Sure.
You save energy, okay? By talking a bit less. I know I'm not heavy, but it's quite a long way to go. If you keep being so talkative, I think you may not have the strength to make it there.
It's all right. It just means that I'm burning more calories.
You know, I find two things the most romantic. They are, firstly, going grocery shopping with a person you care for the most. And the second is sitting behind your partner while he gives you a ride on a bicycle. And you've done both with me now.
If you're happy, I can do anything. Why do you think those two things are so special?
Because those are two of the most mundane things. They're both mundane and romantic. I like that.
Fine. I'll be in charge of making romance, and you be in charge of mundane.
Hey, I'm not that mundane, right? Am I? Am I? Huh? What happened? Huh?
Well, as they say, something can always go wrong, right?
Well, I can say for a certainty that you're not wrong there.
Then, what do we do now?
Well, I guess we just push it. Oh. You told me last night that you were gonna give me a ride in a Benz, right? It's like some drama. Where the leading man has some secret identity and he's actually filthy rich. But then he fell in love with the leading lady. And then, after his identity is exposed, the leading lady was suddenly elevated in social status.
Maymay.
Hmm?
I don't know if I'll ever be able to afford a real Benz. But, I promise you, I'll work hard so you can have the things that you want.
Well, the intention is nice. But don't pressure yourself for that. I think two ordinary people can also live a life that's perfectly good and happy as well. Oh, wow, it's so pretty here.
Mm-hmm.
Your company's rich. There's so many workers.
Well, they're all right.
Hey, that's Xiao Jun, right? Over there?
Why don't you say hello? I have work to do.
Well, I'm sure she does too. Would it bother her?
Hey, Maymay.
Huh?
If you don't mind, could I introduce my colleagues to you?
Hey, Tai. Who is this, huh?
Introduces, man. Well,
I'm Du Maymay. Hi. And I'm Tai Jun's girlfriend now.
Hello.
Tai Jun hasn't done you justice. You're pretty.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Tai, you're something. You seem so introverted, but you're obviously not.
Tai, you look so happy.
It makes us feel lonely.
Well.
Oh, don't worry, guys. Listen, if I meet any nice girls soon, then I'll introduce you.
Thank you.
All right, that's enough, guys. Get back to work and stop picking on me, all right?
Sure.
I'd better check on them.
Sure. Xiao Jun.
Hey. Just have a look around, huh?
Sure.
Good. Hey, Abbess Miu Jua, over
Where?
There. So get to work.
Oh, no, it's her.
Go on, get back to
Why
work.
Why did it have to be her?
Hurry up.
With that, we end this edition of Chinese Theatre. Tomorrow, we'll continue with the drama series titled My Economical Man. Thank you for tuning in and see you tomorrow.
dive into the sports world with Sideline Story, our weekly podcast that brings you the